Welcome to Awakening Souls,
a spiritual podcast for the mystics, magical thinkers, sensitives, and spiritual seekers.
We are here to explore all things spiritual, from navigating your awakening, developing your psychic gifts, and so much more.
Together with our combined experiences, we hope to help guide you on your path to reconnecting with your soul and the beautiful life that comes after.
So come join us on the magical journey of exploring your
Awakening Souls.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Awakening Souls Podcast. Today, we've got Candace, Jennifer, and Rose here. And we got together today and pulled some cards to figure out a topic for today. We don't really have anything specific that's been calling to us. And we pulled a few cards and we didn't really like it. And so we put them away and we pulled some more and we got the same message. And the message is that we are all three of us going through some really heavy changes right now. We are leaving some things behind. We're trying some new things. And there is a difficult healing process that you go through as you are making these big changes. So I am leaving Sanctuary. This week is the week that I have finally kind of really fully pulled myself out of the business. And I've got all kinds of emotions about that. And so it's like really near and dear to my heart. I almost want to protect that. I don't really want to talk about it because I'm still processing it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that I don't want to say anything that could be hurtful or harmful or put bad juju out there. And that's something that we do, that we all do when we're going through something that's really not traumatic, but turbulent. That's probably the word that I want. Something where we have feelings of anger, feelings of resentment, but then feelings of excitement about the new changes, feeling of lightness as we're letting go of old things. It's like, it's a big hodgepodge of emotions and it's like a roller coaster. So that's how I'm feeling right now with the changes of leaving Sanctuary as well as preparing to move to a whole new place. And each day I wake up with a different emotion as I'm going through this change. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad. And all I can do is process it. So it's like, do I really want to air all my dirty laundry out there when I'm still trying to get it all clean? We want to put forth this persona almost of I've got it all together. You know, this is fine. This big change, no big deal. We're just going to cruise right through it because, you know, I'm spiritually awakened. So I know how to handle everything that happens in my life. Mm-hmm. That's a big fat lie. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do our very best to just talk about change, talk about how we process it, what we're going through right now, in the hopes that it might help you if you're going through some big changes, or maybe the next time that you do have to face some big changes in your life. Yeah. So how are you guys feeling with all the big changes going on in your lives right now?
Lots of processing. Lots of, you know, I'm the kind of person who, we said this last week, I look at everything. And I always look at like, okay, what was the role that I played in this? And like, what patterns do I have? How can I make myself better so I can improve my environment, improve my relationships? And I think lately, a lot of my changes have been within personal relationships and noticing patterns that I have never seen before that have been played out in my life since I was a child. So some big discoveries within the last couple of days that have really kind of rocked my world in not a great way, not a great way at all. And so just taking a lot of time to process and think very deeply about it. And I noticed that like I get stuck in my nervous system when I think about these things or when I don't think my body knows how to process this new information that I've gotten. So I'm looking for reaching out to friends, looking for support, people who are educated in the department that I'm speaking about. And I'm going to speak vaguely about it. I might allude to a few things, but because I think it's important to a lot of people out there who are similar to us, who get into similar relationships as this. But yeah, just a lot to process right now. So I'm in the processing phase. Mm-hmm. Long story short. Short story long.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Jennifer?
So yeah, I've been dealing with a lot of internal changes, realizing that old ways weren't really working for me anymore. And I feel like these new lessons and ideas are really sinking in on how to have a better conversation with people, I guess. I'm not sure. I have
You're
internal. I'm processing a lot. Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. I have seen in you, though, over the last few weeks, just like this light bulb go off in your head, and have seen you notice things that you haven't noticed before and step up a little bit and, mm-hmm. and have a little bit more confidence in your voice and in your own power.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think it's funny is that you're like, oh, this is magical. This is so wonderful. I'm so glad that I'm noticing these things. And then you really quick to write it off. And be like, okay, anyway.
Yeah. No, that's my life.
But I told you a few weeks back when your dad passed away that your dad was going, that his passing was igniting something within you that was going to connect a lot of dots for you that you weren't able to see before in the past. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've seen that be so true.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Yeah. I think you're right. That makes sense. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's like my eyes are opening.
Mm.
It's like another awakening.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and something that's I've been thinking a lot about lately is changes in relationships. Mm-hmm. Changes in relationships with the people that I am in relationship with, but also how people are coming into my life. They're there for a while and then they exit. And that seems to be a pattern that has been regular for probably at least the last 5 or 6 years for me. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, earlier in my life, you know, I had my friends, I had my family, and the people in my life was pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people I would hang out with, the people that I would see. And while my family is, of course, remain the same, my friends and coworkers and associates, and that has been very fluid. And I wonder, is that part of the awakening process, do you think?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think to an extent, right? When you first start waking up, when you're going through an awakening and you're recognizing patterns, or you're starting to get rid of like things that aren't serving you, toxic relationship, there's going to be a shedding. There's always going to be a shedding in your new level of awakening. You've got to shed things that aren't in alignment anymore with where you're going or who you're becoming. And then you find new friends. I believe that you're going to find friends who, or relationships who are moving at the same pace as you are, and who can stick along for the ride of your growth and your change, and who you can stick along in the ride with them through their growth and their change. And I'm finding I have made new friends over the past several months that, like, I didn't think those kind of friendships existed. It's just like pure, absolute love and support for one another. And I'm like, where were these friends all of my life growing up? I think you have to go through some shitty relationships and shedding some shitty relationships before you recognize what good relationships are.
Ugh.
That's hard work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I had a reading once with someone who was talking about who wanted information, like spiritual information and guidance on a relationship that her son was having with a daughter-in-law or a girlfriend or something. And she was like, I just really wish that my son would find himself first before he got into relationship. And spirit came through and said, that's the wrong way. Actually, we find ourselves through relationships. We can't learn about who we are. We can't learn about our boundaries. We can't learn about our wants and our likes and dislikes without being in relationships and having that some turbulent relationships, having that friction and learning more about us and how to work with other people, how to collaborate, how to reconcile differences, how to communicate. It is so important for us to have relationships in order for us to learn more about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. The other struggle that I run into with relationships is that I want to be open and loving with every single person I meet, regardless of what they're bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel this deep responsibility, like when I'm in a conversation, whether it's with a stranger or somebody that I know really well, to like totally focus all my energy on them when I'm listening, to listen very deeply to what they're saying so they really feel heard. I want to absorb their information. So like I do this deep listening because I feel that's my responsibility with every single human on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is not every other single human on the planet is willing to give that back to me, or even knows how, or is even interested in that. And so then I struggle because, you know, maybe it's my turn to share something and I totally can sense that they're not listening. They're thinking about a million other things. And so then I feel very not heard and not respected. And so, you know, and then you dive into, well, should you have expectations of other people? I don't know. So yeah, your relationships are really, really tricky. And I struggle with that knowing that not everybody has the same parameters as what a relationship should look like as what's in my mind. Mm-hmm. So those are all things that are challenges for me.
Valid feelings though. I mean, I do that too, where I give my heart and my soul or my ear to somebody and I let them pour their heart out. And I'm like 100%, I'm energetically wrapping you in a bubble. I want to make sure that you feel heard and you feel seen and you feel protected here in this space. And then, you know, the tables turn and you're like, do you even hear me? Am I getting the same love that I'm giving? And that is frustrating to feel like I'm giving so much of myself to other people. Why I do expect people to give that same kind of love back to me. And even having that expectation is like a red flag. Like you're not supposed to have expectations of other people to give you back what you're giving. And that's a hard thing to do, to let go of expectation. And then where do you get that need met? Where do you find the right people then to meet those needs, to feel heard, to be seen? And yes, you can feel and hear and see yourself and validate yourself. And I think it starts there. Once you feel like you can do that, not just for other people, but also for yourself, then you start to attract people into your life who can mirror back to you. Gosh, we're always talking. I'm always talking about mirror back to you what you already see within yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complicated.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. And I don't think there's ever going to be any like magical formula that is going to help us navigate relationships.
No, because we're all in different places.
Yes.
And it's a moving target, you know. Some days I'm a much better listener than other days, depending on what's going on in my life. You know?
Yep. But it does hurt quite a bit when you feel like I'm giving, but when am I going to get?
Yeah. Yeah. When it doesn't feel balanced.
Mm-hmm. Or you feel like those people are taking advantage of your kindness and your friendship or your love.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do about that then?
My go-to move is to give the person a million chances. And when I've tried and tried and tried and tried, then I will detach and just allow them to drift out of my life. But like I give people so many chances.
Yeah.
Way more than is really necessary, appropriate, or honoring myself. So, and a lot of times I will either make excuses for the other person. Well, they're going through hard times right now, or, you know, I'll just make excuses for why maybe they're not, you know, in a balanced relationship with me. Or what's the other thing I do? I say it's my fault. A lot of times I'll just turn it around and put the blame on me. Oh, well, I must be doing something wrong. And then I'll try harder.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. And
that's
I know
my go-to.
That's an empath thing.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of my go-to is the, it's me first. Let me fix me first. Obviously, like if I'm feeling I'm not being heard or seen, okay, what within me needs to feel heard or seen? And then maybe they'll see that in the reflected in our relationship. And sometimes that doesn't happen. That person never hears me or sees me or values me in the way that I feel I deserve the value or that I've shown up for that person.
Yeah.
And then, I'll give a million chances, years of chances before I go, oh, this is never going to change.
No. Yeah. And at that moment, when you finally realize it's never going to change, it's like a brick falling on your head. It's like a total surprise, at least for me. I'm like, oh, and then I look back on my behavior and I'm like, okay, the signs were there, Rose. How could you miss them for this long? Mm-hmm. And of course, then I blame myself again. So,
well, denial, right? We care, especially like if we're in a friendship or relationship, and we care deeply for them, and we know relationships are hard, and then they take work, and they're never going to be super easy and like go with the flow and magic butterflies, rainbows all the time. Mm-hmm. So when things come up, you're like, let's work through it. Let me figure this out. Let's figure it out together.
Yeah. And sometimes that does work.
Mm-hmm.
But after the 10th time of trying that and it's still not working,
then you have to make some choices.
Yeah.
Like, is this really serving me anymore? Is this doing more damage to me than it is good to me?
Yeah.
Is this an expectation that I can let go of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big question, Jennifer. Well said.
You know, I've had to do a lot of letting go of expectations in my career, and that has been incredibly challenging. But I don't know that I've done much letting go of expectations in relationships, to be frank.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could just go move to a really rural area where you hardly see people at all.
Actually, that's a dream.
Isn't it?
Somewhere in Colorado.
Oh, you've got the location already picked out. Nice.
Put me in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Put me in the woods. Mm-hmm. Surround me with trees.
Yep.
Yeah, though I know we're here to learn from one another. Mm-hmm. But it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard when you finally realize, okay, I think it's time to cut ties. I think it's time to be done. And that's where the change is coming from, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's realizing with all the patterns and the relationships that I've had in the past and where I didn't cut ties, but where ties were cut for me and how painful those were. And I do feel like it has been always divinely guided, the ending of these relationships, because truthfully, I would have never seen it. I never would have willingly left these relationships if it wasn't divinely guided. If someone didn't step in and say, okay, we're done with this relationship, then I would have been
still there.
I would still be suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I would still be suffering. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness for that. I'm glad somebody's up there guiding us and helping us to end experiences when they're no longer helping us to grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I had a, I'll share a story with you guys. I had a budding medium do a reading for me. And I think I've mentioned this before. And she told me, kind of brought up a very sensitive part of my past that I hadn't really talked to anybody about and wasn't really thinking about, but realized like, holy crap, that's something that I have not even bothered to heal with yet. I haven't even looked at it yet. But what's really beautiful about that was it opened up a gateway for me to see new patterns that I haven't been able to see before. And I realized that I was viewing my life and all the things that I have been going through a very like dark lens, very like only through my emotion of abandonment and neglect and pain. And I had a friend afterwards do a healing with me where I went back into this situation or into this memory And I got to see my entire life, not through the lens, like the entire situation, not through the lens of like my pain and my suffering, but through a new lens of love and of hope and of guidance, of divine guidance. And my guides came in and they were like, we had to take you out of these situations. You could not see for yourself the reasons we needed to take you out of these situations, but please know that you are 100% protected and you were guided, and we are making sure that you will always be protected and guided. Mm-hmm. And that healing came in a time when I was leaving the sanctuary, and that was an incredibly difficult decision for me to make. And I did not want to make that decision. Every part of me was like, no, I need to stay. I need to stay. I need to stay. And then I felt this little part of me that was like a whisper of like, Candace, it is really time for you to go. Like there's, we can't keep you here anymore. And so then there was that severing, like the big kaboom that said, Candace, we're setting you off on a new path. And it was like the relationship ended with the sanctuary, but it was against my will. And then, and that healing was really a reflection of like, or that message was a reflection of where I'm at now. Like, hey, we've always done this. We've always made sure that you are protected, and we're going to pluck you out of places that aren't serving you anymore, out of relationships and situations that aren't serving you anymore, so you can find better, so you can have better, so you can do what you were meant to do and keep moving you along. And I say all that with, and I feel like I'm like bashing Sanctuary. I'm not meaning to at all. Sanctuary was a beautiful place for me and so much love and learning there and growth. But there came a time where it was time for me to step aside, but I did not want to step aside. So I had to be yanked. Yanked out of there. Oh.
Well, I get that, Candace, because, you know, as I'm leaving Sanctuary right now, I've been known for a while that I'm going to be leaving. So this isn't like a big surprise or anything, because I knew when my husband was retiring from his job, that's when we would be moving. So the target date was always out there. But over the past year, I've been like slowly pulling out. And when I first thought about leaving Sanctuary, I'm like, well, we'll move, but I'm going to still stay connected to the business, and I'm going to still do online healing, and I'm going to still do this and do that. And like, so I had to take like little baby steps of letting go. Mm-hmm. And it's like every so often, it's like I'd let go of another part, to where now I'm at the point where I'm completely pulling out of the business, where I'm not going to be affiliated with it anymore at all, which feels like the right thing. But I feel like I did it almost the opposite way that you did. I kind of was able to take little baby steps and slowly pull away, where you were just like yanked out, which sounds like a lot harder.
It's kind of the story of my life.
Yeah.
That's how everything. Yes.
Yeah.
That's literally the exact pattern all the time. I have never been slowly walked out of anything. It's always been like a pluck.
Yep.
And we're done.
Yep. Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, but you also started the sanctuary. The sanctuary was your business, your practice. And so it makes sense that you were able to slowly step away and hand the baton off to somebody else. But
yeah, absolutely. And I think about Sanctuary. So I worked about 5 years in that business, started with Anne, she left, and then worked with Ashley, and then Candace came on board. And I'm thinking about all the wonderful experiences and beautiful things that I learned. So I've really been trying to remember the positive, even though it's a little bit painful leaving it behind. I have worked with so many amazing healers. That has been the biggest joy. Everybody that I've worked with has taught me things and has brought like different perspectives and has expanded my mind and allowed me to learn to do things in a different way, other than Rose's rigidly controlled way of doing things. I'll own it. So that's been great. My intuition has gone off the charts, especially in the last year. And like, even this morning I was laying in bed and I was like half asleep and half awake, and I was having a clairvoyant vision where the beings in the vision were actually just talking to me, and I could hear them talking to me and see them talking to me all at the same time, like we were having a conversation. And usually my intuition doesn't work that way. It's usually like they'll show me a symbol, I'll translate the symbol and then put it into words. But it was like a movie. And I've never had anything that clear where they're just explaining to me. I had two beings that were doing healing things on me and were making me do stuff I didn't want to do. And then I had another being coming in explaining what they were doing and why they were doing it. And I just needed to let that happen. And I could hear them tell me with words. It was just the coolest thing. So anywho, just all the practicing of the intuition on sanctuary on a regular basis has almost forced my intuition to grow so strong. And I have so much more confidence in that right now.
Yeah.
And I think about when I was first practicing Reiki. At the very beginning, you know, I would give a client messages that I received, and I was so afraid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm going to tell them something that's wrong? What if it's going to be the wrong thing and it makes them go down the wrong path? What if it's something that's going to hurt their feelings? What if it's something that's painful for them to hear? And while I may be aware of those things now, I'm not afraid. I just share whatever comes through, knowing that spirit is going to give them what they need at this time, like that surrender. So that's been a really good lesson as well. I've had some negative lessons. I don't know if that negative is the right word. I've
hard.
Had some lessons that were hard about things I like to do and things I don't like to do. I don't like to spend time on finances and doing books all the time. I get tired of that. And I don't like that part of the business. And so it's nice to be able to step away from that. The social media pressure is really hard as well. And I don't know if you feel that way about it, Candace, but you have to be posting something regularly to engage with people, to remind them that you're still out there. And it's funny and ironic that we're on a social platform as we do this, but there's like this pressure to always be creating something new. And it's a constant pressure. Every week we should be putting something out, you know, every day or every other day, something should be going out. And I don't think that's a natural cycle. I don't think people or humans should be creating every single day or every other day or even every week for that matter. I know that my creative spurts naturally go in cycles where for a while I feel very creative and I like to put a lot of stuff out there. And sometimes I just want to, retreat and just regenerate and just hang out and rest and maybe absorb other things rather than having to generate something. So that was something that I really am happy to not have to have that pressure to be putting social media out on such a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of things that I'm happy to be leaving behind. It's going to be kind of a breath of fresh air just to not have those weights. What are some things that, I mean, because both of you worked at Sanctuary in one way or another, what are some of the things that you gained from that experience? And what are some things that maybe were a little bit more hard?
It was hard for me to come out of my shell,
mm-hmm.
like, and talk to people big time. That was the hard part, but it was also very rewarding, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Lessons. So many. Besides learning my intuition, growing that, and then I kind of dove in to the healing practice, like with both feet cannonballed right into the pool and didn't really look back. It wasn't the act of working with clients or learning my intuition that I think was so challenging. Now that was where it grew the most, but it was so much fun to grow like that and to learn to trust myself. I think the hardest lesson though was probably the letting go of expectations of what I thought business and partnership was going to look like. I'm still recovering from that mm-hmm. expectation of what I had. Because in my mind, and what I desire and what I'm going to go forward and probably do more of is I love group. I love working with collaborative people and doing things together. And I believe that when more than one healer comes together, they create this incredible, powerful, magical space for other people to heal. And I've been in that world. I've felt what that feels like to have that collaboration. And I can see where everybody brings in their own unique magic that just makes this incredible space. And I'm not interested, I guess, in it being all about what I can do and how I can help heal, but how can the collective together work together to help somebody heal? And how can we work together to help each other heal? And I feel like the hardest lesson for me was not everybody all the time wants to be collaborative and wants to work like that. And that was a big, like, whoa, lesson for me. And I, the first time I realized that maybe that wasn't what I was going to receive working, in sanctuary was I cried a lot and I was angry because I didn't even realize that that was an expectation that I had or that was a desire that I had. So I've learned a lot about what I want, what's important to me, what I value in business and in relationships. And I think I'm still kind of taking what I've learned so far and kind of pulling it with me and kind of looking into my future and going, okay, how do I want to incorporate those things that I found were so valuable to me and put it in a future creation? Yeah, I think that's probably been the biggest lesson.
Well, and I think about the sanctuary as far as working in groups of healers. And we did do a little bit of that here and there.
We did, yeah.
Whether with you or with others, which is nice. There is value in that. It almost models positive relationships and working together for the people that are coming in to receive the healing from those types of activities, the clients or the participants. It's like we get to be in this positive, balanced relationship and see how we can work together in a non-competitive way mm-hmm. and how we can all bring value to an experience. Mm-hmm. So there is good value in that, because isn't that the goal eventually for us as a planet to be able to work together with one another in a balanced way where everybody is bringing the gifts that they have and allowed to be their authentic person. Mm-hmm. So if we can do that in our healing businesses and then other people can see that work, wow, that can be very powerful. I'm just seeing that ripple going out.
I'm so sick of talking about change.
That could be.
I really am tired of change. Tired. I would like to just be having, settled into one space.
I don't know. I'd be bored without change.
And then having changes within that, like growth changes, right? Growth not like.
Not big life changes.
Little changes, baby changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the garden is getting bigger change.
Yes. Exactly. Well, do you feel like right now, like the collective is in this energy of shedding old and bringing in new?
It's got to be. I think that's part of the shift.
I feel like we've been in that for centuries.
Well, I think that's also part of the recent shift we've had.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Because it's happening to all of us.
I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for the change that I'm experiencing. And it's funny that when I experience shifts, Rose, you are experiencing your own shifts. Jennifer, you're experiencing your own mm-hmm. shifts. And somehow every time we come onto the podcast and talk about those changes, it seems to be a common theme for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it could be because we're having some big shifts. And I think that just with April was a rocky month. April was had a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs and mm-hmm. rocky roads all over the place. So yeah, I think there's a good majority of us right now thinking about change, starting to contemplate what changes are necessary in my life, or naturally things are starting to fall out of their lives. And that's a scary thing, because change can feel very lonely. And we've talked about change before on the podcast many times, but it's always that one thing that keeps coming up because it's a constant. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be shifts and change. And I personally think that when I go through big changes, it does feel very lonely, because not everyone can relate to the exact change that I'm going through right now, you know? So I've personally been spending a lot of time in contemplation, in meditation, speaking with my guides, doing a lot of journaling, and then reaching out to friends that I know who can help support me as I'm going through these changes. So I definitely encourage all of you to do the same. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you all in 2 weeks. We're going to be taking a short break to rest and replenish. And so we'll keep you posted on our social medias. You can find those links in the show notes, and we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.